Yes, we are the Morning Shift on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. I'm Allie Mack with Mike Johnson, Bo Morgan, and week one kicks off this weekend for college football. There could be some upsets. Ohio State at Texas, Longhorns are listed as the favorite, Miami versus Notre Dame, Clemson at LSU. But besides those, are you seeing any other matchups that could be upsets this weekend?
Well, it depends on what we categorize as an upset, right? I mean, sometimes when you look at top 25 matchups where top 25 teams are going against one another, it's like, how much of an upset can it be? But I really am curious to see what plays out in the LSU versus Clemson game. I think that is a quarterback matchup that probably, after talking to Phil Steele and some of the other people, I think those are, as far as confidence points go, probably two of the quarterbacks in the country you feel the most confident about, Garrett Nussmeier and Cade Klubnik. So I'll be curious to see how that goes, but I don't know. Like, I'm not going to pick Florida State over Alabama at this point. I would say that LSU beating Clemson, and Clemson is a 3.5-point favorite at home, I'd say that was probably my most likely, but I don't even feel terribly comfortable about that one.
What about Syracuse here in Atlanta against Tennessee?
Could happen. We're 14-point favorites.
It's just that it's the first game of the season. Fran Brown?
Yeah.
Fran Brown he's pulled a couple upsets at Syracuse since he's been there. It's a Kirby Smart guy, right? They just named Steve Angeli, who's Notre Dame transfer, their starter. So it's kind of a fresh start there. Remember they had Ryan McCord last year?
Yeah.
What about Virginia Tech at South Carolina?
That's a good one too. That one could get off the rails early. I want to talk about Tennessee for 1 second.
Okay.
Too. People keep telling me that Tennessee is extremely talented this year, and I do believe that. I think there's a lot of talent, but man, it's hard to look at what they lost and think that it was replaced with the amount of talent they had. Just James Pierce, obviously, we focused on. Nico leaving, that's a big one. Dylan Sampson, obviously a big one. Omar Norman Lott, who was a defensive tackle, who was really good at getting the backfield, he's gone. There's a lot to replace. They do have a lot of talent that's returning, in those spots. But if you're telling me their defense gets any worse than it was last year, and they can't rush the passer the way that James Pierce did up there, then you start looking at that offense, looking at the quarterback spot, and wondering if they can actually make up the points to be able to do that. So that's going to be. I think that's a big game for them to kind of set the tone for the season because they are two touchdown favorites.
Yeah, and I don't look. Telling me Tennessee's talented is like, oh, okay, really? Yeah, no kidding. They're a playoff team last year. They did lose some key players. They lost their three or four of their best players on their roster, but it doesn't mean that it's not still a talented team. They've got a very good coach. I've turned into a big fan of Josh Heupel as a coach. Wasn't initially. I've turned into it. But they could have a down year. I mean, that's what happens. And starting in a neutral site against a Syracuse team. Look, Fran Brown is not long for Syracuse because I think he's a really good coach. I think he knows how to recruit. I think he knows how to motivate guys. I mean, he spent time under Kirby, so that tells you something, and he'll have them ready, but that doesn't mean that Tennessee doesn't overwhelm them at some point.
Yeah. You were talking about Virginia Tech, South Carolina a minute ago as well.
Yeah.
I'm curious to see what South Carolina is this year.
So, first off, I'm a huge Shane Beamer guy. One of the nicest dudes you'll talk to.
I did not have it on the bingo card that he'd be loving up on Josh Heupel and Shane Beamer this early in the morning, but I don't disagree.
I mean, I can tell you people I don't like. You want me to talk about people I don't like?
SEC coach version? Throw it out there.
Yeah. Brian Kelly? I mean,
where are we at on Lane Kiffin?
Lane and I have a love and hate relationship.
Where are we at on Hugh Freeze?
I mean, first off, I don't care that he plays golf, and I don't think it's a big deal, which is apparently the big thing. Oh, he lost.
I think it's just playing golf.
Hugh Freeze is a little bit of a con man to me. I mean, he's like a used car salesman at the best. Dude had I respect that he had a burner phone for the strippers he was hiring for the players, but and the prostitutes. But you know, he's
allegedly
he was fired for it, but allegedly, yes, allegedly.
I don't think he was. I don't think he was necessarily fired for hiring them for players. I think it was for himself. But
I think it was both.
Allegedly. Yeah,
allegedly.
I mean, so he's the Michael Scott of SEC coaches. How about that? Highly inappropriate. you know, never doing the right thing. So I'm not big on Hugh Freeze. Who else we can talk about?
Somehow we got off the Shane Beamer. I was listening to
I like Shane Beamer. Lenoris Sellers has these. They both have a lot of pressure on them this year.
Yeah.
And so when teams have a lot of pressure and they're programs that we don't think of ones that normally have it on them, they sometimes come out flat.
Who's the defensive lineman they have? Is it Dylan Stewart? I was trying to remember.
Yes.
Dude, he just a sidebar. You know, former Falcon fullback Pat DeMarco.
Yep.
He's got a podcast now with Steven Garcia, Tailgate Talk, and they go live from training camp. They had Dylan Stewart on, and you want to talk about a man who had no interest in being on this podcast. He sat down on the set with Steven Garcia and Pat DeMarco and was like, get me out of here. Like, they literally said it to his face. They were like, a man, a few words. it was one of those awkward
probably Steven
interviews
Garcia
where he was
it.
Like, hey, man, you feeling good about the season? Yeah, feeling good.
Did I ever tell you?
Like, wow.
Did I ever tell you that me and Steven Garcia boozed it up one year at SEC Media Days?
No, but that sounds awesome.
Dude, I like Steven Garcia. Like, he's a weird dude, not going to lie.
Yeah.
But he's a cool dude. Good. He's
good drinking buddy.
Yeah, he's a great drinking buddy.
Necessary.
Yeah, great drinking buddy.
I do want to mention that Alabama and West Virginia have mutually agreed to cancel their home and home series in 2026 and 2027. Alabama said they are making adjustments to its non-conference schedule in response to the SEC moving to a 9-game conference schedule.
Makes sense. I'll be curious the next one to come along. Bama is supposed to play Ohio State in 27, which would have been the same year for that second half of that back-to-back with West Virginia. I'm curious to see if that one stays on the schedule. I hope it does.
By mutually, Alabama had a clause to get out of it because of the 9 games, and West Virginia was like, thank God. Ohio State, I don't think will be so easy. I think Ohio State will fight that. Because I
think Bama should keep it on the schedule.
Because you look at Ohio. Dude, have you seen Ohio State's schedule this year? Have you seen it? Like, I don't want to hear crap about we play 9 conference games. You play 9 games of garbage because, dude, their conference schedule this year is pathetic. Their schedule overall is freaking pathetic. It's right here.
Gonna have to get you some sticky notes for that thing.
They play Texas, great, great, at home. Then it's Grambling, Ohio, bye week, at Washington, not so big of a deal these days, Minnesota, at Illinois, that one could be sneaky, though. I'll give them that. At Wisconsin, then Penn State at home. There's your other big game. That's 2.5. And then at Purdue, UCLA, Rutgers, and at Michigan.
It's not terrible.
It's terrible.
It's not terrible.
Rutgers is garbage. UCLA, garbage. Purdue, garbage. Wisconsin, eh. Illinois, eh. Minnesota, garbage. Washington, eh. Garbage, garbage.
Well, you mentioned that. Opener against Texas this weekend, and Sports Radio 929 The Game is your home of live college football coverage in Atlanta. This Saturday at 8 a.m., we get the day started with college football game time. John Fricke, Chris Goforth, Abe Gordon, and Garrett Chapman will set the stage for all the big matchups, and we have a big week one contest all weekend long on 929 The Game with Cincinnati facing Nebraska Thursday at 8:30, Texas at Ohio State Saturday at 11:30, Notre Dame at Miami Sunday at 7:30, and North Carolina hosting TCU Monday at 7. That's all this weekend on Sports Radio 92.9 A Game.
You gotta love. And we saw a lot of it yesterday.
I knew this was like, I was like, man, she's gonna have the eye of the tiger tomorrow. This is gonna be big.
Well, so Travis Kelce and Taylor Swift announced their engagement. Apparently, Ed Kelce last night got on News 5 Cleveland, like just did an interview with them. Taylor has to be very upset about this. But he just got on and said, you know, it happened about 2 weeks ago in Missouri. None of those details were out there.
Somebody
Isn't
went
that such
on,
a dad thing to do?
I know.
Somebody went online and was like, you can see it happen after the podcast. Look at her. She had the hair impression from like where a headset would work. And I was like, I don't think that's, you know, she's a recording artist, right? She wears headphones all the time.
Also has the same nails. That's the thing that people are zooming in on.
Okay, well, I guess some conspiracy theorists over there.
And if you are curious, the ring is between 10 and 15 carats, cost between $750,000 and $1 million. So lots and
good
lots.
I think that's right in the wheelhouse. I'm glad he didn't try to do like $10 million or something.
I got shown that like 20 minutes after the announcement. We were listening. We were listening to NFL Sirius, and they talked about the announcement.
Yeah. So today, based off of this engagement, we're going to play Name That Celebrity Couple.
Oh, Lord. Here we go.
So here's the caveat to it. There is a pro athlete in every single celebrity couple. This should be very simple. I'm going to give you an audio clip that should tell me who they are. Okay?
Let's do it.
All right.
I'm here for this.
Let's go with number one, Dylan. Nothing?
Dude, I've got nothing.
Are you blanking too?
Or
is it just not in there?
Wait.
Bo.
Go for it.
Is it David Beckham and the Spice Girl?
No.
I don't know.
It's, who sings this song? Oh, man.
Enrique Iglesias.
Yeah, okay. Anna Kournikova.
There you go.
Okay.
And she was actually in this music video.
I'm here.
That's how they met.
Oh, I thought.
Very beautiful lady.
I thought he was. Oh, no. Never mind.
All right. Let's go with number two.
What's her husband's name? It's Carrie Underwood and is it Nate Fisher?
What?
Mike Fisher. There you go.
Isn't he a hockey player?
Yeah, he's a hockey player.
Yeah.
And she was so nervous to meet him. She made a great line. He like reached out to her agent, was like, I want to meet Carrie. Like, I like her. And she was like, put him through the meet and greet line.
Wow. Good for her.
That's dirty.
Good for her.
She was nervous. She wanted a lot of people around. Number three, Dylan.
Ciara and Russell Wilson.
There you go.
I was like, dang, who sings this? Oh, yeah.
I didn't know who sang it.
Old school jam.
I was going to say this.
I know the song,
I think the song
though.
Came out my senior year of high school because she was at the grad
long?
Night at Disney. She was doing a live concert.
She's been around that long?
She's been around a while.
So she's a much older than Russell then, ain't she?
No. When she
got a song with Missy Elliott when Missy Elliott was still popping.
Flip it and reverse.
All right.
Let's go with number four. I will be so impressed if you get this. They just recently got married. We talked about it.
Man. Oh, is it Josh Allen and somebody?
There you go.
No. What?
Josh Allen and his girl.
His girl's
Hailee
a singer?
Steinfeld. Yeah. She's
what?
Got a little bit of a pop career.
She's
going
a triple threat.
Yeah, I was going to say, I thought she was an actress.
She is.
This is her song?
Yeah. I didn't know this was Hailee Steinfeld either. I've heard this song so much, I didn't know, sir.
I still can't believe she's a little girl from True Grit.
I know.
I mean, she grew up.
If y'all saw her, I just finally saw Sinners not too long ago. She was very good in Sinners,
bro.
Too. She was very good in Sinners.
Watch,
no idea she was a singer.
Go watch a YouTube clip from the True Grit movie, the newer one with what's his name, Big Lebowski, Jeff Bridges.
All right, let's go to the final one. Friend of the show. Here you go.
Oh. Our girl Jade Cargill with Brandon Phillips.
Yeah.
Yes!
Speaking of big rings,
seriously,
like the top of a trash can
and perfect,
that was
perfect hair. Yes, it's perfect for a reason, Bo.
Perfectly.
That was so weird.
I was like,
man, your hair is really perfect.
Yeah, like,
it's fake.
That was pretty creepy. I was like, hey, your hair's pretty. Can't.
I'm not trying to be weird, but your hair is really nice.
Can I touch it? Can I touch your hair?
She looked at you like, why are you breathing so heavy, man?
Well, congratulations to both of you. You nailed Name That Celebrity Couple.
Yeah, I don't know if we nailed it.
I feel good about
I would say Mike kind of carried, but it's okay.
I had one.
You got the Josh Allen one, which I was impressed with.
Yeah.
But I think if Allie didn't give you that hint, you wouldn't have got that.
Well, no, I wouldn't have.
Nonetheless.
That's okay.
Well, coming up, clearly, Mike and Bo know what they're talking about when it comes to the Falcons, because I think you're only off by like three guys that made the initial roster yesterday.
Yeah, I'm disappointed with the three, too.
Just a few changes. We'll go through it next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the
Odyssey app.